Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 85. Today, we're continuing our conversation on estate planning mistakes to avoid. Today, we're going to be talking about having a contradictory estate plan. Now, that is an estate plan that is not comprehensive. It's not cohesive. You have different things doing different things, different assets going in different directions, and they're not all what you want. So let's say, for example, you have a will or a trust. And in that will or trust, you have all of your assets being divided equally among your children. That's great. That's your estate plan. That is your wish for all of your assets to be divided equally among your three children. But when you do that, or maybe before you did that, you have a bank account or an investment account that has one of your children's name on it. Maybe you put that child's name on as a joint owner for convenience purposes so that that asset, that account would avoid probate. They would have access. They would be able to write checks. Well, when you pass away, that account belongs to that child and is not necessarily divided among all three of your children the way you would want them to be. So maybe you have beneficiary designations on certain assets. So again, let's assume that you want everything to be divided equally among your children, but you have a beneficiary designation on a piece of real estate or on a bank account or on a life insurance policy. And those will go according to the beneficiary designation. They will not be controlled by your will or your trust. The beneficiary designation trumps how those things are handled. They're actually not handled in the will or the trust at all. So it's really important when you're doing your estate plan to make sure that all of your assets are properly aligned with your planning goals so that you have all of the assets being controlled by the will or the trust, or you have all of the assets doing the same things that you would want the will or the trust to do. Let's say, for example, you have a will that says divide everything equally among all of my children, and you have a life insurance policy. Well, that has a beneficiary designation on it. So you're going to want to make sure that the beneficiary designation on that life insurance policy or a retirement account or an annuity or whatever it is, that the beneficiary designations match what your overall estate plan is. You don't want certain things going one way and certain things going a different way. You want everything to go exactly the way you want it to go. So you really have to make sure that you review all of your assets to make sure that they are aligned with your plan and your planning goals so that everything will work out right and your plan doesn't contradict itself. If you have any questions about your estate plan or you need to review your plan, or you want to talk about redoing your plan to make sure that it will actually accomplish all of your goals. If you live in Ohio or in Michigan, we can help you with that. You can reach out to us. Our contact information is in the show notes. I hope that's helpful for you today, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.